We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, February 14th. The University of Colorado played well enough to win for 35 minutes Thursday night, but couldn't hold the lead down the stretch as Oregon rallied for a 68-60 victory over the Buffaloes at Matthew Knight Arena in Eugene, Oregon. Colorado led by as much as 14 in the first half thanks to a 20-0 run and still had a 9-point cushion at the intermission. But the Ducks whittled away at the lead in the second half by taking advantage of some costly CU turnovers and outscored Colorado 15-2 in the last 5 minutes of the game for the victory over Tad Boyle and the Buffaloes.
To my stomach or my thoughts, Mark. We played well enough for, I thought, 34 minutes or so to win this game, but down the stretch we couldn't execute. Out of timeouts, we came out and had a play called and forgot the play, didn't run it, didn't execute it. I mean, those are the things that can happen, you know, late in the season, late you know, this time of year against a good team on the road. And our turnover, we knew turnovers were going to be an issue.
Right.
We beat Oregon at home, you know, going away because we had 8 turnovers. And it's funny, before the game I said, we can't have 18 turnovers and win tonight. And guess what? We had 18 turnovers. And so that was part of it. The execution down the stretch was part of it. I thought we played hard enough. I thought we played tough enough. We did not play smart enough. We didn't play together enough. You know, we are a good team in terms of getting to the free throw line. For some reason tonight, you know, we shoot 6 free throws. That is a season low, I think, by far. I mean, we are usually shooting, you know, 15, 16, 18, 20 free throws a game. And tonight we can't get to the free throw line for whatever reason. And I know they're playing that matchup zone. We practiced against it for 3 days this week. But we didn't execute down the stretch offensively. Worth a darn. And again, offensive rebounds. You know, we talked about that at halftime. They had 26 points at halftime. 7 of them were from second chance points. They got 19 points without that. And then we come out in 13 second chance points in the second half. So they got 20 for the game. Then they get, you know, 18 turnovers instead of taking care of the ball. So a multitude of reasons why you lose a game like this. And we weren't good enough down the stretch.
Evan Batty finished with 14 points, 11 rebound, double-double for the Buffaloes, his fourth of the season. Deshaun Schwartz added 14 points and 5 rebounds. Shane Gatling chipped in with 11 points. McKinley Wright had 8 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds. The loss allows the Ducks to pull into a tie with Colorado for the Pac-12 conference lead. Both teams 19-6 now, 8-4 in Pac-12 conference play. Tomorrow night, the 16th-rated Buffaloes will try to get back in the win column and avenge a loss from earlier this season facing the Oregon State Beavers in Corvallis. Our coverage begins at 7:30 Mountain with the Buffs Warm Up pregame show, followed by the tip-off at 8 on the Colorado Basketball Network and in Denver at 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. For more on the Buffs' loss to the Ducks, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. The Colorado women's basketball team hosting the 25-year reunion of the 1994-95 team this weekend. That team nearly went to the Final Four of college women's basketball. They'll also be handing out the Jane Wall Legacy Award to former Buff great Erin Carson. The Buffs will open up the weekend tonight, taking on the Cal Golden Bears at 7 o'clock at the Event Center, and then Stanford on Sunday at noon. The Colorado ski team will head west to Utah to take part of the 2020 Utah Invitational with the Nordic teams from the Rocky Mountain Intercollegiate Ski Association opening up the event today at Soldier Hollow. Friday's races will consist of a 5K women's, 10K men's freestyle races with an interval start. Saturday's classic races will both be 10K in length. And the CU track and field program separating into four meets this weekend as event groups head to Husky Invitational, the Tyson Invitational, the Don Kirby Invitational, and the David Hemery Valentine Invite. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.